countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, we're in a new lockdown, and that means, for the most part, that we can't travel outside a 5k radius of where we live. Well, this morning, I haven't had to travel too far. In fact, I've travelled about 500 metres from where I live to find a farmer. And would you believe it, I was born and bred in Castleknock, but I've never been on this farm. And in fact, it's the last remaining farm inside the M50. We're here on the Guinness Farm, which is nestled between the M50 and the Phoenix Park. And I'm here with the farm manager, Peter Taff. Well, Peter, as they say, nearest the chapel last to mass. I've been passing this place for four decades and I've never been inside the gates. But I walk in and suddenly I'm in the countryside.
Jamie, you're not the only one. I suppose I'm involved in the rugby club in Coomine, and the guys that live up the road here couldn't believe there was a farm here. It's just well hidden, I suppose, with the trees and that. But we kind of take it for granted every day, and some people see tractors going in and out and they wonder what's going on, but yeah, it is a full working farm.
Now, if I look into the distance, and people might be able to hear in the distance, that's the din of the M50. And over behind me, as I swing around, we can see the clock tower in Farmley. And right around then, the other side is, of course, Castleknock College. So this is where you're actually situated. Will you tell me a little bit more about the history of the farm here, Peter?
Yeah, the history of the farm. The farm has been probably in the Guinness family it's probably seven generations now. At the present moment we're standing, we have 45 acres of our working farm, and then we have about 25 acres, around 25 acres, outside the estate. And we rent other bits and pieces of Castleknock College and Mount Sackville Common, 20 acres each, 40 acres there.
Well, I always remember the milk lorry coming in here, but that's no longer the case now, because it was a dairy farm up until last year.
Yeah, up to last year. We had the cows up to last year, and the cows were here for probably about 70 years or so, making cows, even when they were using the old churns. But it was getting harder and harder to farm, and it was harder to probably work. We needed big numbers, and that's the way it's gone, Damien. You see it yourself. A lot of lads with family farms now, they've got to 100 cows, 150 cows, and we would have to invest an awful lot of money as well. So it was better the way it worked out for everybody, you know, and for the family themselves, you know.
We might go into the field here. We have an audience. Yeah, we have the cattle. So the dairy herd is gone, but
But these are foliars now. We kept these from the dairy herd last year, and they're about 20 months old. So hopefully next summer. They are Frisians, and they would be our Halstein cows, but they're actually quite good nick for Frisians, you know. So that was a rusty gate, isn't it?
Right. So you've a mix of breeds here.
Yeah, there's Angus, and we had Whiteheads as well. There's a couple of Angus. There's mostly white Frisians in this. Yes. Yeah. Frisians in this. And there's Angus as well. We keep a few Angus sucklers here at the present moment. Sucklers to me here, they're grand all right and they look well, but you seem to always seem to see the backside of a calf, a suckler cow. He never seems to come towards you, you know, seems to be running away from you. So these are all bucket rare. And as you can see yourself, they come to you and they're easy handled and they follow your bag. So they work very well for us here, you know.
Yeah. What about the land here? Is it good?
It's lovely land. It's really good land. It's really dry land. It's lovely soil. You're on the Liffey Valley here, and it's very rich and gravelly type of soil, but it's lovely ground. In the springtime here, we'd have loads of grass. It's very early ground. It's sheltered as well, which helps it, you know. Mm. So it comes very early, but it doesn't like dry weather. It really, and you can see yourself, there's big beech trees here, and doesn't like dry weather at all, which is, listen, cattle even thrived last year in the dry weather. I thought they'd even done well.
And if we ever need a reminder that there's a farm here, I got it a couple of weeks ago when I was going for a little run in the Phoenix Park, and I got the lovely waft of slurry.
Yeah.
How does that go down with the neighbours here in Castleknock?
Oh, I get a few texts now and again. A couple of lads text me, you know, and that, you know, but I just tell them to get the washing in, you know, very quick, you know. But look, we're doing it for years here, so people that move into the area kind of have to accept it, you know what I mean? We're doing it, you know. It goes back to the same thing when we had the cows, we had a lot of slurry, and it was a very dense smell. And when you're up around the village in Castleknock, you probably would smell it. But in general, we haven't got that much slurry now. We're with the dry stock and that, you know, the cows.
So how long more will you get a lot of grass around? How long more will you have the cattle out before you'll put them in for the winter?
I was looking at dates around the 20th of next month, November, and I'll hopefully get cattle in. Like,
they seem happy enough there, they're content, you know. This is lovely weather for cattle, they're in good condition, you know, and it's good shelter here as well. They have a nice bit of picking there as well, so around the 20s we'll get cattle in, right. We'll probably put in a bit of 50.
Well, there hasn't been a shortage of grass this year, I'm told by farmers.
Fantastic year for grass, and I tell you, those couple of years there it was scarce enough, but in general, it has been a very good back end of the year. Legend has gotten silage in that, you know.
Well, as I said, we're facing into 6 weeks now of a lockdown and confined to our local area. And this is just an example of what you can actually find on your own doorstep look. Because, as I said, this is my first time on this farm, having grown up here only a couple of miles away and living literally 500 metres away from you here. So it's proof that there's always something to find. Very local.
It's surprising, even around North Dublin there is still a lot of pockets of dairy farms, and there's a friend of mine getting into cows in North Dublin, which I thought we were all getting out in Dublin. I think there's only 14 farmers left in Dublin, dairy farmers.
So this is definitely the only farm inside the M50.
Working farm, and right. People say, is it a working farm? It is a working farm. It's not a hobby farm. We have to make things...
Make money out of it
too as well, and that, you know.
Well, Peter, it's great to meet you, and we're surrounded here by the cattle. They're very inquisitive, these Castleknock cattle, and we wish you all the very best in the future, and thanks very much, Peter.
Bye, Darren. Thank you.
And that was Peter Taft, the farm manager there at the Guinness Farm in Castleknock in Dublin 15, just proving that within 5k of where you live, there is probably somewhere to explore for the very first time.